Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Cough Unto Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I'm so glad you guys have joined in with us today. And by the way, I want to say thank you so much for the great emails you guys have been sending us, letting us know how the broadcast has been a blessing to you and the website and the product. And I'll tell you, I'd like to be able to connect and to bring to you guys people of precious like faith, you know, people who are really on the same page we're on with grace and just knowing that our God is a fun God. He's an exciting God. He's a joyful God. He's not a God that's waiting to get you. He's a God that's wanting to push you into destiny that He has already planned for you before the foundation of the world. So, with that said, today, folks, I want to get into this amazing broadcast with a great guest I have today. Many of you probably know her. If you don't know her, shame on you. You need to get to know this woman. She's a great friend, a powerful author, great speaker. And so today, with me, I have the one and only Nicole Marbach. How are you today, Nicole?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I tell you, Nicole and I go back far, and I've always just loved her spirit. I love just her writings. I just love the Christ in her that just shines through, you know? And I love that about you, Nicole. You're just so raw and real, and I think that's what we need in the body of Christ
Thank
today.
You.
I really do. And so today, folks, I want to talk to you about a little bit about Nicole's books, because one of the things I've really noticed about Nicole's books has been really a oh God, they're life touching. They, you know, so many people, Nicole, have contacted us and said, you know, this 122 love letters from the throne of grace have really touched my life. And and then you had your second one, the 77 texts from heaven, the teen devotional journal, correct?
Yes. Yes. I also have 100 more love letters from the throne of grace for people who had finished the first one and wanted more, which was a pleasure to write, and also my latest one, which is for women. It's for hurting women specifically, mm-hmm. and it's called Love Notes to My Beloved.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'd say, so you're on your third one now, correct?
Actually, I've written four.
Wow. Wow. You're getting ahead of me, Nicole. What's up with that? Oh, I'm so glad. And I tell you, Nicole, you know, your first one called 122 Love Letters from the Throne of Grace, and I know you wrote it as a devotional journal. Tell me a little bit, first of all, tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write this book.
Okay, I will just start, you know, briefly with, you know, I was delivered of bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety disorder, alcoholism, self-injury, and just many addictions when I got a revelation that Jesus Christ paid the price for my healing on the cross. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that for years, so I was really tormented. Even though, you know, I was a believer, I didn't know who I was in Christ. And then I got a revelation of, you know, that He also gave us authority over the enemy who tries to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And so once I was able to be set free from this, I was just so grateful to God because I thought that I would have this torment for the rest of my life. And once I was really set free from that, and a lot of it, most of it, well, a lot of it was instant and some of it was a process, and I still feel like I'm still renewing my mind to the truth every day. But I got a revelation of God's love for me. And I started really hearing His voice. And He started, you know, giving me some prophetic words and for others as well. And I asked Him, how do you see me, Lord? I wanted to really get to know the Father's heart mm-hmm. of love. And so I would just ask Him questions and write it down. And then one day I heard Him speak to me and He said, I want you to write a devotional. And then I had written in for a prophetic word through your ministry, Identity Network, and you, through the Lord, gave me a powerful word that confirmed that, that said that I would be writing love letters to the body of Christ, and that Holy Spirit would just come in and touch people in their homes with His love.
Wow. I'll tell you, Nicole, you know, one thing that I've noticed also is in your books, in the ones that I've seen and read, is I love it because you can see a lot of you in it, even though there's a lot of, you know, God in it. It's like you can see where your heart bleeds through that. And so, like you're mentioning your revelations as far as really the impact God had on your life, what would you say would be like the two key things that are or the two elements of the deepest revelation you've received from God?
Well, I would say the two deepest, because there's so many, but the two deepest would be, first of all, I'll just give this part of my testimony because it's powerful and I believe it'll touch people. But when I used to be a self-injurer, I would, obviously cut myself and, you know, watch the blood flow. And one time the Lord spoke to me while I was doing that. And he said to me clearly, you don't have to do that anymore because my son shed his blood for you. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't really understand it, but mm-hmm. God was pursuing me with his love. And see, I thought I had to get all the sin out of my life. I thought that I had to be perfect before I could go to God, before I could have relationship with God. And so I would say that, you know, He gave me the revelation that, you know, Jesus Christ paid the price for all sin, all sickness. He took all of our sin. God views us as if we've never sinned because of the blood of Christ and because of what Jesus did. And just knowing that there's absolutely no condemnation for me whatsoever, and that he views us as righteous because Jesus gave us the gift of righteousness as well, has been huge, because self-injurers punish themselves. And that's what I was doing. And I just got that revelation that, you know, I am set free because of Jesus and his life is in me. And then I would say, you know, the love of God. And I'll just throw in a third one, sorry here. Also knowing God as my Heavenly Father, which is tied into love. I mean, Ephesians 3:17-19 says, you know, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And so I just started to really experience the true nature and love of God in my life, and it just transformed me. And I had to share it with the world through these letters.
Wow. Well, I noticed, Nicole, even from your website, which is NicoleMarbach.com, I noticed that, you know, you emphasize a lot, and we've discussed this in the past, you emphasize so much on love and grace. What do you think, like, for example, why do you think the body of Christ suffers today? I mean, as far as, what do you think that we're lacking? Do you think it's one of those things?
Well, I would say, first of all, there's a lot of hurt, and I know because I've been there. There are a lot of people that feel like they're orphans in some way, and they don't realize who they are in God. They don't realize what their sonship, you know, includes, and they don't. I feel like in some ways that intimacy and really knowing the love of God is kind of missing someone, and it can be a process to know that. But I would say, the biggest thing that I would say is missing is just manifesting Jesus to everyone, especially hurting and broken people. I feel like we need to manifest the love of Christ to people no matter what, no matter what is going on. And that is a message that's actually very dear to me, especially over the last several months going through a trial. Mm-hmm. I've really come to realize in my own life, I want to manifest Jesus to everyone at every moment. And with his life in us, we have that power. We have that power to forgive. We have that power to turn the other cheek. We have that power to love no matter what, because love is what is going to draw people to God, for one, and it's also going to transform the world. And when people know they are loved, they start acting like it. And they start loving others no matter what.
And, you know, I like that point because it's true. I mean, I think that when we look around, you know, in Earth today, we notice that people are looking for love. I mean, I think God instilled in us to want to be loved and to love others. And I think if those two things are not really nurtured and provided and yet flowing like energy out of us from the Father's heart of love, then, you know, we become fragmented and dysfunctional because I think love is a security blanket. You know, it's a protection. It's a everything's going to be all right mentality. And that's one thing that I've always noticed about your writings and your ministry is, you know, it's the love of God. I mean, you know, the scripture, one of my favorite scriptures, you know, says it's the loving kindness of God that draws men to repentance. I mean, nothing in life is more precious than our Father saying, you know, hey, been there, done that. Don't worry about it. You know, I love you regardless. You're forgiven. Now let's move on. Let's go past the sin nature you've been in.
Amen.
Let's go past that. Let's move on into the place that my love has already prepared for you, that no eye has seen, no ear has heard. And I love that. And I wanted to, you mentioned something about the orphans, and I want to read this, if I could, from your first book of the 122 Love Letters from the Throne of Grace. Because on day one, and I have to say, what better title to start on day one than it's almost this mentality of, let's clear the atmosphere before you read the book. You know, let's set the record straight, you know, and that is, you're not an orphan. So I wanted to read this, if I could, not all of it, but some of it, to our listeners can hear this. And it's actually the love letter for day one says, I will not leave us or not leave you as orphans. And it said, come to me, my children, my precious children. Let the fatherless and the abandoned ones come to me. I will comfort them. I am the God of all comfort. Come, let me love you the way you were destined to be loved. Come, let me heal your broken, wounded hearts. Come, let me hold you in my loving arms the way you were meant to be held. And it goes on. And then you give a great scriptural reference of so many scriptures from Old Testament to New Testament. And the thing that I love about your books as well is you give your that devotional mentality. You give on like on the second page a place where that person can write maybe their feelings or what they got out of what you just, you know, wrote. And it's, so it's a great open door for the prophetic actually to flow and work through them of their own heart expressing to the Father, you know, what's being healed, what's being mended, what's taking place right now as I read this, you know?
Amen. And actually, I've been contacted by a lot of people that have told me, you know, they're being touched by the letters, but they're also getting as much or more through their own personal, you know, reflection time and with the Lord and doing the journaling. And that just really touches and blesses me because it really is all about our personal intimacy with the Lord.
It is. It is. And, you know, I tell you, Nicole, one of my also have, of course, you could say every verse is my favorite verse, but, you know, the one in Revelation where it talks about, you know, how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I love that verse because I felt like one day God was speaking to me on the idea of, okay, here's my part, and I'm not going to leave you out of it. Here's your part as well. So we're going to work together in this thing, and my grace and my love, and my power is going to work through you. And as it does, you're going to have this amazing prophetic experience and testimony of your life. And that's sort of how, what I feel about your books is it's a place of that prophetic flow of that energetic experience of the presence of God's love and healing and nurturing that you're able to express that. And I like what you said because so many times in my own conscious mind of when God's speaking to me, I've actually felt healing or I've felt a sense of strength just by allowing him to express himself through me, you know, prophetically. And you're right. I mean, I think testimony experience is very powerful for us to understand, hey, not only Nicole is speaking, or God not just speaking through Nicole in this book, but I actually can turn around and have him speak through me, through the writing of her own prophetic voice, and yet find my healing in both parties. You know, through my avenue, myself, and then through what she's put in here. So I love that because I don't think people really understand what you just said, you know, about the healing through ourselves.
Yes. No, I totally agree with you on that.
I love that. And now, Nicole, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit. I wanted some more. I have some more questions for you, but tell me a little bit. Like, what does your ministry consist of? I mean, where do you see your ministry now? What do you? What is your emphasis? What do you want to see happen and change through what God is doing through you?
Well, basically, I know that, you know, God is using these books to, you know, touch people with his love. He's also asked me to translate them into Spanish, and I just had my first one translated into Spanish, and I love to, you know, go to different places and just, you know, share the love of God and tell people how loved and accepted they are, and and that, you know, God wants them walking in healing and wholeness, and his life can in them just provides everything they need to have the victory. And I love doing that and donating my books to different places, to people that need them, that can't afford them. And, you know, I'm just letting God, you know, open the doors to that. I'm open to going, you know, wherever he leads, and just, you know, really spreading the love and grace of God, you know, wherever he leads. And I really love going into, you know, recovery groups where people are recovering from addictions. I've done that, and I just love that and love to share with them the gospel. And I've done that with women who've been rescued from the sex trafficking industry. And I would love to go into those places, you know, where no one goes, the nursing homes, you know, the homeless, you know, just really love on them through the love of Christ and however that is. And also, you know, just, I love, you know, spreading the word with these books. So basically, the love of God, however and wherever he leads, is the message that I love to share with the world.
I love it. Now, you said your newest book is on women, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's specifically for women, although I've had some men read it as well. So it's funny, and somebody said to me, you really don't have to make this for women, but, you know, but it is specifically for women, the new one.
I love it. No, I think it's a great idea. And my question to you would be this, and I'm asking this for a reason. Why women? What is so special to you about wanting to write to women? What would you think that today women need to know about?
I think that women need to know. I think women have an easier time with the word beloved. And I love to use that word beloved. And I, you know, and so in this one, and daughter, for me, knowing I'm a daughter has been huge because of, you know, just what I had grown up with. And a lot of people have grown up in broken homes, and just having God on the page say, beloved daughter, and just love on them. I just feel like that was my heart, that just them knowing that they are God's beloved and his daughter alone is so healing. And so that was kind of my heart in writing this. It's for women with wounded hearts, for these wounded hearts to be healed and whole. And that's our inheritance.
I agree. And, you know, I have to say, you know, even from a male point of view, I'm glad that she wrote a book for women, because I think that women have a lot of strong points that men tend to not have. And I think women tend to be the nurturing, but also the protective. Like their sensitivity is very heightened when it deals with even, you know, God in the reference of saying, I am, you know, El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. There's a part of, I believe, women that can tune into that, if I can use the terminology, feminine side of God, you know, in that way of the Holy Spirit, because it's almost as if women to me can usher in a presence that I think men really haven't been able to grasp yet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. I totally get that and agree with you. Yeah.
I really do feel that. And I think it's very powerful that we write specifically to quote unquote women and then also men as well, to where we're gearing things towards certain people, certain genders and stuff. And one thing I will say, I love your book on the 77 Texts from Heaven, the teen devotional. And I thought it was really cute. I was looking one day through the contents, and it's really funny how you said, from God's point of view, I want to be your BFF. And if I could, I wanted to take from that a little bit, because I thought that was so, of course, I know men shouldn't use the word cute, but it's cute. Hey, if they don't like it, they can. but it says, and here's what you put on day 12 for the teen devotion. And I want to encourage even our listeners, if you have teens, I mean, seriously, folks, they have the same Holy Spirit we have. It's not like there's a little tiny child Holy Spirit and an adult Holy Spirit. This is not about is this adult content versus a kid content? I mean, God is in it for everyone. And I want to encourage you guys, because especially nowadays, we live in such a world where there are temptations that it seems as if, and Nicole, I know you'll agree with me, having, I guess, teenage daughters, it's as if sin is easy access to more today, if that makes sense. It's like we can get on the computer, and within seconds, we can pull up anything we want to. And this is important for teens to know about. And on day 12, you put, of course, I want to be your BFF, and it says, your favorite word, beloved. It says, beloved, I want to be your best friend forever. I am the safest friend you will ever have. I love that. It says, I will always want the best for you. I will never hurt you or betray you or get jealous of you. No, I only want good things to happen to you. Everything you tell me is safe with me, I promise. I love that. And then it says, I do not change my opinion of you in any way when you fail. Whenever you need someone to listen to you, I am there. And this is a part I like too. In fact, I am there to listen to you 24/7. You are always welcome in my schedule. I am never, ever too busy for you. I will always be there for you. And Nicole, it's funny because even, of course, here we are, of course I am, in my 40s, and I look at this and I think, this language would relate to me on the level I'm on now at my age, but yet I can see the teenager in me that once was, relate to this as well, because this is a language that I can see, yes, because God's not going to betray me. He's, he's jealous over me, but he's not jealous over me in a way another teen or, would pressure me into being. And so if you don't mind me asking, now you have, is it two teenage daughters or one?
I have two teenage daughters and one teenage son.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look at, there's one another child I didn't know about. So, now, if you don't mean
14.
Oh, boy. Teenage years. Tell me, what do your kids think about this book? Have they been able to comment or read it for themselves?
Well, this is what is interesting is that, I was really happy to write this book to leave, with my kids as like a legacy of the true nature of God. Yet they're at a point in their lives where, in some ways, they're like, well, Mom wrote this book, However, my daughter, oldest daughter, just went away to college, and she's in her second year, and she brought the book with her, she started reading it, and she just was getting some things out of it, and she actually had asked for more and had spread the word, and there were other, girls there with her that wanted to do a Bible study with the book. So, in some way I'm waiting, on the other two, and I just know God is faithful, but that's how that one kind of surprised me, but, God is faithful.
I love it. I love it. And, I will say one thing I also enjoy about the teen devotional is you put a prayer in there on the left-hand side and a daily decree and then a place for journaling. And I like that because, as teenagers, they need to know that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And when we learn to decree something, that decree goes before us and it sort of prepares a way for us. It sort of makes our future, so to say, a little bit more creative with life that comes out of our mouth from our Father. And I love that. I really do. And Nicole, I want to ask you also a question, because I know, knowing you personally, tell me your definition on grace, because I know when we connected, I was like, yes, this is my friend for life. Because grace to me is a very, it's a powerful message today. And it's also one that I believe is very needed. And I know there's a lot of disputes dealing with, you know, what we call hyper grace versus regular grace. But I think you're on the same page where I'm on, and that is grace should be hyper in our lives. You know, love should be hyper in our lives. Tell me, what is grace to you?
Can I just back up one second? I just want to mention something. I am getting testimony from people of other teens that are reading the book are really, really getting blessed and touched. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But yes, I believe it's radical grace that produces radical change. Mm. When you know how, you know, what Jesus did for us, you know, just emptied himself, came down, became nothing, and just, you know, came and took all of our sins, all of our sicknesses upon himself, obeyed the law for us because nobody could do it, you know, and fulfilled the law. And just, he, and then gave us everything that we didn't deserve, his righteousness, his life, his love, all the blessings. You know, when we realize, you know, how God views us, it causes us to just fall effortlessly deeper in love with him.
It does.
And live a holy life more on accident than we ever could on purpose.
Mm,
you know,
I like that.
it's like when we understand the radical grace of God, it's the radical love and grace of God that produces and transforms life.
Mm.
And unfortunately, and by the way, I want to mention that about the teen book, a lot of teens, you know, growing up, they fail. And a lot of times they get into church, you know, you messed up, you know, you're a sinner. God doesn't like you, you know, God, not that he doesn't like you, but he's mad at you for a little bit,
yeah.
You know, and that's why I love my teen book as well, because it just speaks that loving heart of God, that he loves them no matter what. And, you know, it produces a, you know you're loved, you start acting like you're loved.
That's so true.
When you don't know, when you think you're going to be punished and that God's mad at you, it just produces more sin, more shame, more guilt when Jesus took all of that for us. And I'm not ashamed to spread that message no matter what.
Amen. I'm so with you. And I tell you, Nicole, on the side of even the testimony side, we actually get testimonies every single day into our ministry from people who either like my product, your product, other people's product, articles. I mean, so we hear it all the time. And we've actually had, believe it or not, more testimonies from people who have read your stuff than we have most other authors that we carry, because of the fact that you can see the genuineness, but you can also see the power, the kingdom message within that prophetic voice of yours that flows through your books. And to me, that speaks a lot when you as a ministry get testimonies of other people's things. To me, that's powerful. And so absolutely, I totally wanted to, you know, that's one reason why I wanted to share this and have this interview with you today, because I want people to get their hands on, if I can say this in a good way, get their hands on healthy material. You know, I think that I honor the body of Christ, but we see a lot of things that we look at and we're thinking, oh man, we just really don't want to, you know, read that. But then you see other people who have the heartbeat of God, that you know it's the Father pouring through them. It's not a judge on the throne, like you said, just waiting any moment just to get you because he doesn't love you. It's the Father saying, come on, and have fun with me. Sit in my lap and know that all is well because I've washed you in my blood. And these are the things that, to me, we need to hear. And that's why, you know, I'm glad, Nicole, you're in the world today. I really mean that. I think you're like Esther for such a time as this. You're needed, and I thank God that he crafted you, created you, and put you in the earth for now, and I really mean that.
Thank you so much, and can I just say one thing about you?
Sure.
And I just want to thank you for being a huge blessing to the body of Christ, and you have blessed me so much by your you know, encouraging words from the Lord to keep going, to just keep pressing through, and just for His love, and just, you are a huge blessing to the body of Christ, and I thank you for spreading the message of loving people.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's huge, and you are very much needed, and I really honor and respect you and your ministry and how God is using you.
I appreciate that. I really do. That's sort of, I think we're in the same vein of, you know, we just want to be a blessing to people. We just want to see people have that smile again to say, you know what, I'm okay today because I know my Father, you know, is gone before me. And that's, I think, so we carry that same precious, like, faith and, you know, message. And I think that's what we want to see the world. We want to see the world turned upside down because of a God who loved us before we ever knew Him. And that, to me, is what we call amazing grace. It really is. And well, Nicole, we actually have about 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you a spontaneous question. And just the first thing that pops in your mind, I want to hear what your spirit would say. And once again, you can say anything you want to about your family, your life, however you want to respond from your spirit and your heart is great. But from the standpoint of Nicole, who is Nicole Marbosch?
Marbosch. Wow. That's a big question. You know, I would just say, honestly, who Nicole Marbosch is, and what I've said before, but this is really my identity, is just Nicole Marbosch is a beloved daughter of God, a beloved daughter of Heavenly Father, just, you know, who was created to be loved on by Him and also to manifest His presence to the world. And I don't ever want to forget, you know, I have some other titles. I'm a mom, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, ordained minister, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, my true identity, and I'm getting to know this more and more and more each day, is really a daughter of my Heavenly Father.
Mm. I mean, I love it. I totally love that. That was an awesome answer. And folks, I want to encourage you to go to Nicole's website. It's NicoleMarbosch.com, which is NicholeMarbosch. And Marbosch is MarbosH. .com. You're going to find a lot of her product. You also can find her product and ebooks as well on identitynetwork.net. And if you want to learn more about her information and maybe you forget her website or email, we can easily connect you if you contact our office here at identitynetwork.net. Nicole, you've been such a blessing. You always are such a blessing and just bring a smile to my face. And so thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast today.
Thank you so much for asking me. I was very honored and blessed, and thank you so much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. And folks, once again, tune in to our next broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. We have a lot of great, interesting surprises coming up, and we just bless you. And until next time, go and know the Father's love for your heart today.